State-run Citizens Property Insurance is facing more scrutiny and yet another investigation. With that story and more from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, good morning, Phil Latzman.
Good morning, Wanda. Governor Rick Scott has asked his chief inspector general to investigate Citizens after all four people in the company's ethics office were recently fired. The company, which is run by the state of Florida, says the employees were terminated as part of restructuring. But Toulouse Olorunipa in the Miami Herald Tampa Bay Times Tallahassee Bureau says a report by Citizens' own auditor found the fired workers had uncovered significant problems.
What we've learned is that these employees recently put out a report that was pretty scathing and showed some corporate impropriety at the very high levels of the company. Executives that were misusing company resources, large severance packages going out to executives who had been charged with breaking company rules and various things that just shouldn't be going on at a government agency.
Other allegations include a high-level executive getting drunk and partially disrobing at a Tampa bar during a company retreat. The executive only received a warning. Governor Scott's chief inspector general is already investigating Citizens for allegations of lavish corporate spending and misuse of the company's credit card. The Allen West Patrick Murphy congressional standoff is now over. The one-term Republican congressman came close to winning in a new District 18 that he had to move to run in, but not close enough, so he conceded yesterday after challenging the results initially of a close election won by the Democrat Murphy. West told Fox News it was not worth the fight.
We're going to move ahead, and we wish Congressman Murphy-elect very well, but I think that now is not the time to try to draw a process out. We brought up some incredible voting irregularities, not just in St. Lucie County, but also some that we found in Palm Beach County, but now is not the time for the people down here in Congressional District 18 to be left in the lurch.
West maintains there were enough ballot irregularities to warrant a close look, and there's no disputing there were voting problems in St. Lucie County. The outgoing GOP congressman gave no definitive plans for his future, but Palm Beach Post political reporter George Bennett says we haven't heard the last of West.
I don't know whether he'll run for elected office again, but he's certainly going to remain a voice in politics. I mean, there's always a lot of speculation that he'll end up on Fox News or something, but clearly I think, you know, we haven't heard the last of him.
29-year-old winner Patrick Murphy is a political neophyte. He's already been through freshman orientation in Washington. And Florida has finally certified the results of the general election 2 weeks ago. The final tally includes unofficial results from St. Lucie County, where early ballots were recounted in the close race between West and Murphy. Secretary of State Ken Detzner says the county missed the November 18th deadline for submitting new totals.
If St. Lucie County had timely submitted its retabulated returns, those returns would not have affected the ultimate outcome of any race and would not have placed any race within the margin of a recount.
State statute mandates that if recounted, returns are not submitted to the Department of State by the deadline, the unofficial results are certified, as is the case in the Allen West race. From the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.